Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today we're going to talk about quality in an online course, best practices versus outcomes assessment. You've probably noticed changes in your online courses over the last few years. This is partly due to new software, but it's also due to changing ideas about how to assure quality in an online course. Knowing the behind-the-scenes debates may help you understand the rationale behind some of the activities and the structure of your courses. When online courses and programs first began establishing quality standards, organizations such as the Sloan Consortium began to put together sets of best practices, and many programs followed. The sets of best practices were expanded as well, with new sets of best practices, such as those found at Quality Matters, leading the way. Later, however, some institutions shifted their focus to outcomes assessment, which meant moving the focus from the institution to the learner. If you're taking courses from two different online institutions, or if you've noticed a change in the way that courses are presented, you may be witnessing the competition between two distinct philosophies of measuring quality in an online course. So let's look first at best practices. If your institution follows a best practices approach, there's a good chance that they are following a very clear and comprehensive set of guidelines used in course development and administration, in addition to guidelines set out by the Sloan Consortium, the five pillars. There are also checklists which are provided by other quality assurance associations, such as, again, Quality Matters, located at qualitymatters.org. In a best practices approach, instructional designers will build courses and present course content clearly, organize required course, reinforce learning styles, provide library, make sure that financial resources are adequate. In other words, they kind of look at the balance sheet of things and look at kind of like assets and liabilities. They aren't so much looking at the process, which is the, in my opinion, like if we follow this analogy, the income statement. In outcomes assessment, we're interested in the income statement. Where's the money? Where's the revenue going to come in? In other words, how are the students going to be able to earn or get knowledge? The focus is on learner performance. It is important to the e-learning provider to make sure that by the end of the course, learners are able to demonstrate skills, knowledge of content, critical thinking skills, and other desired outcomes in measurable ways. The outcomes may involve quizzes, standardized testing, papers, capstone project, or even collaborative endeavors. Because the organization is under so much pressure to produce students who will be able to perform, a subtle shift often occurs in the learning process. Instead of focusing so much on the exploration of content or the knowledge for knowledge's sake approach, students start demanding practice tests, review items, and focus notes that will help them attain the grade they want or need when they first take their tests. As the instructional designer evaluates the learning design, he or she scrutinizes the e-learning elements to assure that e-learning elements always engage but never go into the realm of infotainment, and that instructional activities and elements flow to learning activities, and learning activities create file cabinets or schema to facilitate recall. They also provide opportunities to situate one's knowledge in order to achieve deeper learning and to apply the knowledge in activities that require critical thinking. Outcomes assessment-based approaches often have more of an urgent need to accommodate learning styles because all students must demonstrate high performance on standardized tests, regardless of individual difference. As a result, designers often go the extra mile to provide multiple types of learning activities, concrete examples and situations, innovative activities, and mobile learning. Further, the More Enlightened program set up frameworks for the development of learning communities. What this means for you as an online learner is that the future holds even more opportunities to gain support and information from your instructor and fellow online learners. In the future, you'll have even more opportunities to practice exams and quizzes, and you'll probably feel more connected and more comfortable about your coursework and your course requirements. Thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash.